to my heart.
It's a prayer, it's a prayer. You are praying to Jesus. The message this morning, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and come and stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and come and stay. God has been emphasizing the importance of having the Spirit of the Lord in us and the importance of having His fruit, which we must earnestly desire more than pure gold. And the emphasis also has been that He wants us to be filled with the Holy Ghost and His power for service here on earth. The mercy of today, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come and stay. It's not different from these previous messages. But the prayer of many believers in Christ today is to have Jesus come into their matrimonial home because they want peace. They know He's the Prince of Peace. So their prayer will say, Jesus, trouble day for this home. No peace in my home. Come into my home. Come and reign. So I can have peace at least between me and this, my husband. But they are ignorant of the fact that it is only when Jesus comes into the heart or the husband and to the heart of the wife will they have peace, first with God and with themselves and in that home. And the other one will see the wife indeed though, as joint heirs together, going to heaven together. And He will also give honor to the wife as a weaker vessel. Because Christ already in His heart, He don't come into His heart. So as He prayers, will not be hindered. 1 Peter 3:7.
Peter 3:7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
Husbands, we be say Christ don't come into your heart. Now go fit obey this kind of command given to him by the Holy Spirit. Why the wife also, who now has Jesus come into her heart, will also play her own role by submitting herself totally to her husband in all things that are godly and biblical. In all things that are what? Godly and biblical. Submit. Of course, I'm not talking about husband who be Naba. No. But Naba go lead the woman astray. Naba will never give a godly advice or a godly counsel. No. Not every time outside the scripture, Naba go they give. And he wants the woman to obey. And so, when Jesus Christ don't come into the heart of the man, he don't come into the heart of the woman, the wife, they are together in that home, Jesus Christ will surely be with them in that home. That is, husband, Christ don't come inside your heart. Wife, Jesus don't come inside your heart. Jesus will come there with them in that home. Satan can never break into that home to cause confusion or bring evil to that home. No. They will begin to have sweet fellowship with themselves and with Jesus. But whoremongers who are already defining the bed because they are not properly married or they are not married, or adulterers, adulteresses, maybe say they are committing adultery outside their matrimonial home, they are under God's judgment. And so Jesus Christ can never enter into such homes. There always be trouble in that home. They always experience frustration, desolation, wastage in that home. Nothing will be achieved in that home. There will be sorrow in that home. Because they are under waiting God's judgment. Hebrews 13, 4.
Hebrews 13, 4.
Yes.
Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but the whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge.
That is the word of God. It can't be changed. Even those who are properly married, it is possible that only one of them may have Christ dwelling in his or her heart, and the other one may not have Christ in the heart. Such a home, there is bound to be spiritual conflict. There is bound to be what? Conflict, war. For the spirit of Christ, or Jesus will dwell in the heart, and then at the man. The woman will not get the spirit of Christ, so there's conflict. The evil spirit inside that one will not get Christ, and the one will get Christ, they'll be at war. Just so quarrel. Why are we saying this? That it is important to ask Christ, Jesus, to come into your heart, both man and woman, both husband and wife, so that you have peace in your home. Satan will not come and bombard and bring him down. Very important. But you find that majority of believers in Christ today, they don't have Christ in their heart. Jesus is not in their heart, but it's there for their mouth. Because their heart is far away from Jesus. So, as life partners, they should honestly desire to have Jesus in their hearts. Ephesians 3.
Ephesians 3.
17.
Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love.
You know, Sam, when Christ dwells in the heart of the husband, he dwells in the heart of the wife, they will be rooted and grounded in what? In love. So those who never marry, we're going to pray well to have a wife with Christ down there inside them. If you have Christ in your heart, oh. And it is the honey desire of Jesus to come into the hearts of all believers and indwell in their hearts, so that they can have sweet fellowship together. That is the purpose. And that's why Jesus Christ is always standing at the door of the heart of every believer. If peradventure that believer will hear his voice and open the door of his or her heart for him to come in. We all know this passage very well. Revelation 3.
Revelation 3.
20.
20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
You say, behold, I stand at the door of every believer who is in believing me, and I'm knocking. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. That is, they will have sweet communion together. For example, no matter how long a visitor is standing at the door of another person's house, say, one go see him. And no matter how long he don't knock, that visitor cannot enter that house until the owner of the house does what? Open the door and say, come in. Even when he opened the door, they don't say, come in. You can't just come in like that. He can open the door and stand at the gate of his door to see you and you go. Except he says, come in. Then you know you are permitted to come in. So also, Jesus, you know, if he come inside the heart of any believer, except that believer ask Jesus to come inside. As they hear the knock of his voice, Jesus not the force himself into the heart of anyone or any believer. Only Satan they do that. So it's your choice to either allow him to come in, or you allow Satan to come in. Even if any believer asks Jesus to come into his heart, and Jesus now finds that the door of your heart is locked with the key of rebellion, with the key of stubbornness, or with the key of pride, it cannot still come in, even though you say coming. That's how most believers in Christ, they don't have Christ in their heart. Some do not even want Christ. To come to their heart. Some do not even want to hear his voice at all. Talk less of saying Jesus, come into my heart. Why? Because they hate the true light with inside Jesus Christ. They love darkness more than the true light with inside Jesus. Why? Because all the way that they do in the secret, they are evil. That's why they cannot allow Jesus to come into their heart. They don't want to hear his voice. John 3. Maybe we read down there. John 3.
John 3.
19.
Verse 19.
To 20.
And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
See? They don't want the evil they do make this light Jesus expose them. So they don't want to hear his voice at all. So let's open the door of their hearts. Some believers may even be offended at Jesus when the knocking at the door of their heart is too hard. So these kind of people who are offended because of the hardness of the knocking, they need to look for another Jesus found in hallowed churches. Jeremiah 5:7.
How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the hallowed houses.
Anybody where they follow another Jesus, you don't commit adultery with that. Now that God is serving with that. You don't forsake Jesus, the true light. And so it can never come into your heart. That hallowed church, where they will not hear the hard knocking again on the door of their heart. It happened in the time of Jesus. Maybe we read them. John 6:59-61.
Verse 59. This thing said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" Then Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it. He said unto them, "Doth this offend you?"
Now, read 66.
Verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
You know, sir, in time of Jesus, it happened because the knocking was too hard on the door of their heart. Jesus had already feed them with this tutor. He came to his table, he considered the knock on the harder. No. Let me come out. And so, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. When you go back from the truth, you have gone back from Jesus. Because it's the truth. It happened. So don't be now. It don't tell you what happened. Time of Jesus. Now, the word of truth, what will they hear soon? Now be that knocking. Now be waiting. Now be that knocking. And now be in voice. Because the truth is inside Jesus. We will read now for Ephesians. Ephesians 4.
Ephesians 4.
Verse 21.
Verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus.
You know, sir. If so be you have heard him, the voice, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in whom? Jesus. So when you are saying Jesus coming to my heart, you are literally saying truth coming to my heart. I want to know the truth. I want to hear it coming to my heart. Come and stay. And the opening of the door of that heart, when we hear his voice, when we hear the knocking, is when we accept the word of truth, believe it, and be ready to obey. That is when you are now opening the door of your heart. But if you are arguing your heart against the word of God, can it be, can it not be? How come? What is he talking about? Make us separate. You are locking that door of your heart against Jesus from coming in. Well, doctrine of separation is not man's doctrine. It's not the doctrine of Christian Gospel Church. It's the doctrine of Jesus and the doctrine of God, his Father. So if you are not arguing your heart, you are arguing with your maker, your creator, who is talking. Who say, come out of among them, thus says the Lord. Then you are arguing your heart. You are striving with your maker. How do you expect him to come? Of course, Jesus Christ said in John 18. Make we read what Jesus Christ talk in John 18.
John 18.
Verse 37c.
Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
You know, sir? So it is only believers in Christ who are of the truth that we hear his voice. As it they knock, and then they open the door of their hearts for Jesus to come in. Not only them who have the truth. No matter how hard that knocking is, they can never be offended. Because they are of the truth. They want the truth to restrain their lives. So they may know what is wrong with their lives. And then repent. Because they want to enter into the kingdom of God and into the kingdom of heaven. And so those who are the truth, they love the truth. No matter how the truth is. They always keep the word of the truth. As they hear them. And Jesus will love them too. And his Father will also love them. And one thing you must know that when Jesus comes to a heart, or he wants to come into a heart, you don't see your heart say, well, this one is ready to accept me to his heart. He's not coming to that heart alone. No. He's coming to that heart with his Father and with the Spirit of Truth. Which we shall read. John 14.
John 14.
Verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him.
That is, when Jesus comes to that heart, in Father go there inside, Spirit or two go there inside. And that Spirit or two now, what he going to do? He will guide that child of God into all other truth. We'll be saying never hear before, he don't know before. In Father don't come in. The spirit of truth will now begin to reveal other truth to you, deeper things to you. Because you know, say, you don't dey grown up now. You don't dey of full age. Christ don't enter inside your heart now. You don't grow. You know, say, you will be here now when they reveal the truth to you. Yes, sir. That's why the spirit of truth must come into that heart together with Jesus. John 16.
John 16.
12 to 13.
Verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and will show you things to come.
You know, see? So it is therefore very, very important for all believers to pray earnestly that Jesus should come into their hearts. Because apart from the fact that he wants to have fellowship with us, that's why he wants to come into your heart. He wants to have fellowship with, between me and you. He also wants to be your governor. To govern your lives. That's why I want to come to your heart. That's why I must ask him to come into your heart. To have sweet fellowship with you. Go to talk to you. Go to talk to him. Can just see that Jesus will talk to you. Apart from that, he wants to be your governor. What the governor they do? Not be to direct the affairs of the state. Abi? He wants to direct your affairs. That's why he wants to come to your heart. And also to run a program in your life. Just God will not just leave you like that. Once he comes to your heart, he wants to govern your life and run a program in your life. He wants to enter into covenant with you, agreement with you. And Jesus Christ cannot come into hearts. This, you know, or those who are spiritual bastards. I will explain to you what I mean by that. To run his own program in their lives. No. He will not come into the house of spiritual bastards. No. Whether will he come into the heart of those who are born out of spiritual wedlock? He will not come into the house of such ones because they are born out of spiritual wedlock. And he will not come to the house of those who are adulterers and adulteresses. They said they repent. Who are these spiritual bastards? Now, believers in Christ who have refused to come out from among unbelievers, from among the ungodly, and those who have not his spirit. They are spiritual waiting. Bastards. We shall read it. 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians 6.
2 Corinthians 6.
17 to 18 now.
Verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Now, can God be a father to those who are refused to come out? They who are there, I don't know, bastards. That's which are bastards. So, Jesus cannot enter into the hearts of this kind of people, even though he say, come into my heart. No. Until you repent. Believers in Christ who are born out of spiritual wedlock, who are these people? There are those believers in Christ who are not born again of the word of truth, which is the gospel of salvation for every believer. If you are not born again of the word of truth, but you are born of falsehood, you have been born out of what? Spiritual what? Wedlock. James 1.
James 1.
James 1, 18.
Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
You know, see, of his own will begat he us, that he born with what?
With the word of truth.
Look at Ephesians 1, 13.
Ephesians 1,
13.
13.
In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. The word of truth is the gospel of what?
Salvation.
So if you are not born again, or this word of truth, you are born out of spiritual wedlock. And Jesus will never, never come into your heart. Who are these spiritual adulterers and adulteresses? In James 4:4. Those who are in friendship, what? With the world. And they are enemies of God. That's what the Bible called them. Can Jesus now come into the heart of the enemies of his father? No. Cannot enter into the heart of enemies of his father. God, his father. It's written in James 4:4. When you get to read it, once you are spiritual adulterers and adulteresses, Jesus Christ cannot come into heart. So if you examine yourself, what life you are living, now you go to know whether Jesus Christ is inside your heart or not. And so you cannot run any program in such lives, and said, they repent. He cannot also come to the house of those with unclean spirits. No. The word of truth must sort of work, drive away these unclean spirits from your heart and empty them before it can now come in when you pray that it should come in. It's important. Those who have been delivered, when unclean spirits don't come out of their lives, to pray that Jesus will come and feed the heart and come to the heart. Otherwise, they will come in more dangerous way to come occupy the heart. We all know that passage very well. Matthew 12.
Matthew 12.
Matthew 12, 43. 45, yes.
When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first.
When unclean spirits are driven out of the heart by this word of truth, preparing the heart for Jesus to come in, and you know, pray earnestly for Jesus to come into this heart, you are just living carelessly. Your best friends are unbelievers. Bam, bye. This unclean spirit will come out of your life soon. It will come back now because you don't see where it will stay. You will prefer the house away from come out. But if this time now you go carry even other seven evil spirits, come join himself. You see, the condition of that person will be worse than the beginning. So it is this word of truth will be the knocking at the door of every house. If you allow this word of truth to have its way in your life and obey and believe in it, now they drive away every yama, every unclean spirit out of your life, out of everyone's life. Finally, we go read down for acids. Acts 8.
Acts 8.
Acts 8, 5 to 7.
Verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed.
Yes. And the people with one accord gave it unto those things which Philip speak, the word of truth they speak. You see, unclean spirit, crying out, you know what I'm saying? With loud voice, came out of men that were possessed with them. Only this word of truth. And that's why those who have been delivered from one spirit or the other, you must ask Jesus, earnestly praying, to come where? Into that heart and occupy the heart so that you will not come back. But once he come back, now while you drive him again, you get as he be. Because you don't come with seven other ones. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Come into stay. Come into stay. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Let us stand to pray. This stubbornness, this rebellion to this word of truth that we have been hearing, disobedience, give me the grace to give it up today and give me this bit of obedience, prayer. That pride will don't hinder the Spirit of Christ from coming into my heart. Jesus, help me to overcome this pride. Purge my heart of this pride. That Jesus may come in fully to possess this my heart. Give me the grace to be born of this word of truth, which is the gospel of my salvation. Give me the grace to come out of them, out of these unbelievers, and so that I will not be a spiritual bastard, that will hinder you from coming to my heart. Deliver me from friendship with the world. Those who are still in one union or the other, social club, old student association, family union. He said, come out of my own game. I want to come and dwell in you. Give me the grace to give up this union, this association that ungodly. In Jesus' name we are praying. Please sit down. We shall begin to take our prayer point one by one. For we all know that Jesus Christ cannot come into the heart of any so-called believer in Christ who cause divisions and offenses contrary to what is being taught in a true church. Why? Because such are not serving Jesus. That's what the Bible says in Romans 16, Abby. Romans 16, 17, 18. Those who cause division in the body of Christ, in the true church, where the truth is being taught, they cause offenses contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught in the church. You see, such people are not serving Jesus. And so Jesus Christ cannot come into the house of such people. And so we're going to pray for such ones in our midst. in this true church who are causing division of offenses contrary to what we have been taught. Trying to water down in your heart what you have been taught. Trying to rest the mercy in your heart. Thereby planting rebellion in your heart. All such one, Jesus, today, let this spirit of truth deliver them. Every such one, make them to repent. So that Jesus can come and indwell in your heart. Prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We also know that Jesus Christ cannot come into the hearts of brethren whose hearts are filled with cruel hatred or gall of bitterness or bitter envy or strife towards other brethren. And so we are going to pray, oh Lord, purge our hearts today of such bitter envy or such cruel hatred that have been hindering you from coming to take possession of our hearts. Prayer. Set our hearts free today from every hatred towards any brother or sister, of any bitter envy, bitterness, gall of bitterness, bond of iniquity in the heart. Set us free today. Set our hearts free from such things. So that the door of my heart may be open for you to come in. In Jesus' name we pray. We also know that Jesus Christ cannot come into the heart of anyone who calls himself a brother or a sister, and yet he's a fornicator. She's a fornicator. Or she's covetous. Or he's an idolater. That he refusing to give up what Jesus Christ said he should give up. You are an idolater. Anything you find difficult to give up, when Jesus Christ is saying, give it up, you don't become an idolater with that. And Jesus Christ can never come into your heart. Or you are an extortioner, or a reviler, or a railer. Extortioner is somebody who is wrongfully obtaining something from another person by compulsion, by force. That's an extortioner. Therefore, Jesus, set us free from today, from both physical and spiritual, what? Fornication. Set us free, every one of us, from every shade of idolatry. Give us the grace to give up what he said we should give up. In the name of Jesus. Set us free from being an extortioner, obtaining something by force, by confusion, by deceit from another person. Jesus, set us free from such vices. In the name of Jesus, so the heart will be free to receive you to our heart. Prayer. Deliver us from covetousness, O long throat. You shall for the material things of this world. So that you can come into our hearts. We want to have you in our hearts. In Jesus' name we are prayed. 1 Corinthians 5.
11.
Yes.
But now I have written to you, not to company, if any is called a brother, be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one, no, not to eat.
If God, Holy Spirit can say, don't eat, don't keep company with some people. She's not got any heart of such people. I ask you. You know that? So, he cannot enter into the heart of such people. Except they repent, Jesus will never, that door is locked against Jesus from coming. Both physical fornication, spiritual fornication. Fornication, traveling with strange spirits, whether your dream or through pornography or through website or Facebook, or you are chatting people you don't know, unbelievers. You are traveling with another spirit. And so Jesus can never come into you. That's why some of them are not born again. You see, they are behaving so wild. I see they've not come into contact with this truth before. Today, Jesus Christ will enter into your heart as you set your heart free from all these things. Especially some of our youths. May God deliver them. They don't go haywire because of campus influence. Jesus Christ cannot also continue to stay or remain in the heart of backsliders. Understand? Who are full of their own ways. Jesus Christ cannot stay or remain in such a heart or come into such a heart if he finds in that condition. And so we are going to pray, Jesus, heal our heart of backsliding so you can come into our heart and say, Adra. Their love for Jesus don't die, backslider. They're not getting trained for Jesus of God again. They are full of their own ways now. They don't seek the face of God anymore over any matter. They just they waka as if they gain themselves. Backslider in heart. Jesus can never remain in such heart or come into such heart. No. Except we repent today and ask him to heal our backsliding heart. The love we get for Christ, the initial sin, when you first came to know Christ, he don't die. He don't backslide in heart. Jesus Christ, he don't feel stay again. Ask him today to heal your backsliding heart. In Jesus' name we pray. You know some people, when they look for something, you see them very regular in activity in the church. Make them sit down. They are very what? Regular. They don't miss any weekly activity. But when they have gotten that thing and they have made it in life, they think they have it or nothing again, they become lukewarm. And Jesus Christ will never remain such heart again. Lukewarm heart. He saying go spew your heart. Now you can't remain inside your heart when you don't become lukewarm. Oh, now you can't go to that heart when it's a lukewarmness day. No. And so we're going to pray to God, Jesus, that lukewarmness, we sit and don't put me in that condition now because I think I don't make and I don't need Jesus again. The thing where I do, I don't get him. Jesus, help me. Deliver me from lukewarm spirit. In the name of Jesus, restore my initial zeal for you again and make me to be hot for you. Prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I remember someone some years back, very regular night in the church. As soon as he gets what he wants, the wife he wants now, he can't become lukewarm. He's not going to come to church again. He will just say once in the room, after night, don't even retire, pata pata. I'm sorry for such a one. You don't get what he the wife we can't look for. There are so many like that. So you go say, now my business, now my work, now be the excuse where they give. No lukewarm Christian can enter heaven. That's why we must pray that prayer again. Lord, let the devil, make me to become what? Lukewarm. because I don't get what I want. Prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We shall pray also. Those who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. What do I mean by that? Those who are churchgoers, yeah, they have no power to obey what they have been hearing, what they have been taught. These are people who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. If it from such, turn away. When God says turn away from such, will Christ ever come into such heart? So Jesus, deliver me from a terrible spiritual condition. Deliver those who are in that spiritual condition, from that spiritual condition now. Having all form of godliness. They are, you see them in church, they are church goer. But none of the things where they hear, neither they obey. See, if you see some people, turn away from them. We shall pray for some, may God deliver them from the terrible spiritual condition within their prayer. People say they come to church, they go hear the word of God, but will never do them. May God give them genuine salvation, because they never get genuine salvation, that's why. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Jesus Christ cannot come into the heart of those who love this present world. When Jesus says, Demas, don't love the present world, he can't depart from his heart. Demas, who was born again of this truth, you see what Satan did to him? Born again of this truth. His name was written along with Paul. But it came to his time in his lifetime. Satan now planted love of this person in his heart, unknown to him. He said, receive text message inside heart. For how long will I continue with this survivor of defeaters? Now he stopped following Paul. That was the end of Demas and his ministry. Therefore, we shall pray against every subtle plan of Satan to entice us gradually into the law of the present world. It's a gradual process that he does. Satan is one of the wives of the devil. That's why I say, put your whole armor of God on, that will be able to stand against the wives of the devil. Please, this prayer point is very important, it's prophetic. When I say prophetic, it may happen to some. Jesus, every sub-plan of Satan to entice me gradually, unknown to me, into the law of the present world, Jesus, first is plan of Satan. Adura. Let it not happen to me, oh Lord, I beg you. Keep me from falling, oh. There is war in the spirit realm over our soul. Between the kingdom of God and kingdom of darkness. Jesus, make me to overcome in this war. Spiritual warfare over my soul. All the text message of Satan to my heart. Don't they make me they think otherwise? So touch me. Jesus, delete them now from my heart. No, allowed Satan push me to go and look for another Jesus somewhere in false churches, in hallowed churches, because of problem, temptation that may come our way. May we not go for solution to another Jesus in hallowed churches. In Jesus' name we are praying.